Okay, so we're going to start the sugyos concerning the mitzvos asay of Shabbos. We're going to begin really with the sugyos of Kiddush, but before we get to Kiddush, we're going to start from the beginning of Perek Arvei Psachim, and there are some other sugyos that relate to Shabbos. We won't do the Pesach sugyos, but the ones that relate to Shabbos at the beginning of the Perek on Psachim, Daf, Kuf, Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, and through Kuf Amud Aleph, the first sugya is the Isser of eating on Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara records a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi as to whether there's an Isser Achila Samach Lamincha on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says in the conclusion that everybody agrees on Erev Pesach, there's an Isser Achila. Minamincha Lamala, Kadesh Yochal Matzah L'Teyavon. Rashbam says that means, so you'll eat the matzah actually with an appetite, because of chiv of mitzvah, hider mitzvah. The problem with that is that the Gemara actually gives a different reason for the Isser Achila on Erev Pesach Lamaskana. It says that it's because otherwise we're afraid that you actually won't be yotze your mitzvah of matzah, because it would be Achila Gasa. At least that's the way Rashbam learns that Gemara. His question is, why does he give this reason over here? Chassam Sofer explains here he's going like the Havamina. But be that as it may, we don't have to get into that issue as much. We want to focus on the halacha in terms of Erev Shabbos. So as we said, there's a machlokas on Erev Shabbos as well, whether or not there's an Isser Achila from Samach Lemincha. That's the way which Rashbam understands means from a half hour before the beginning of Mincha Ketana. So let's say 3 o'clock on an equinox. An Isser Achila on Erev Shabbos, or is there no Isser Achila on Erev Shabbos? Rabbi Yossi says there is, just like there is for on Erev Pesach, because of the mitzvah of matzah, so too there is on Erev Shabbos, because of the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, while there might be an Isser on Erev Pesach, there is no Isser on Erev Shabbos. Now, why would Erev Pesach be different than Erev Shabbos? So if you look at Rabbeinu David, he writes, Lefi ma shepirashnu b'mishnah, ma shechashashu mishum matzah, hu shelo yavo la'achila gasa, v'lo yetze yidei chobaso, v'kevan shereb yosi mode b'kach, lama hu cholik barve shabasos, barve yamim tovim, kevan shesuda shabbos v'yam tov, hu mitzvah, v'adai shelo ye adam, Yotze ban achila gasa. Just like we're concerned you might eat the matzah achila gasa on Leil HaSeder, so too we should be concerned that you will not fulfill your mitzvah of Suda Shabbos if you eat a meal late Friday afternoon. Bislan lemeimar, Rabbeinu David answers, Af al pikein ein Suda Shabbos v'yom tov dome lematzah. There's a difference. Shechilas matzah kavu alav chova al kopanim. There's an absolute obligation to eat matzah at the Leil HaSeder, v'en lo yehe yochol achla el achila gasa, lo yehe biyado l'kayim mitzvahs matzah b'shazu klal, shehi mitzvah overes. If you aren't able to eat matzah the Leil HaSeder, then you will have lost your chance. The mitzvah will have gone. Aval suda Shabbos v'yom tov. Ein achayev el akadei l'kayim onek Shabbos v'yantif. The basis for the mitzvah of Achila Suda Shabbos is Oneg. Oneg Shabbos, Oneg Yantif. You see, parenthetically, he assumes that there's a mitzvah of Oneg Yantif, not just Simchas Yantif. Vim ein ha'achila mehane oso, ein ochayev baklal. And if you don't enjoy the meal, then there's no chiyuv. She'eno motze ba lo hanav lo tainug. Kedach she'al marshes denisim p'turim shal sudos. In other words, if a person goes into Shabbos, and they're full. And now, if they ate Friday night, they wouldn't enjoy that meal, so they're not chayav to eat. It's not like matzah. Ela sh'Reb Yehuda savar she'kodem ha'Shabbos tzarech she'yeh nizhar be'atzmo likanes l'Shabbos k'shutayva. So now we understand why Reb Yossi says it doesn't apply in Erev Shabbos. Reb Yossi says that you won't really be mivatal in a mitzvah by skipping Suda Shabbos if you're full. So what does Reb Yehuda say? Reb Yehuda says, no. Well, it's true, but you also will not be fulfilling the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. So therefore, it is incumbent upon a person to take precautions to ensure that they'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. And therefore, they should not eat late Friday afternoon such that they'll now be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi, Eino Choshesh Lakach. Rabbi Yossi does not say that you have to do that. Ela Shalach Shekanis LeShabbos. Im Achila Hi Lo LeTainug Mitzvah Lav Sheyochal. So if you enjoy the eating, great. Vim Lo Eino Zakuk Lachol, and if not, so you'll skip it. Eino Chayv Lachan Es Atzma Lakach. It's not, there's no Chiyuv of preparation in Erev Shabbos. V'zeo Machlokosim Shel Rabbi Yud Rabbi Yossi. So, you know, you could still fulfill mitzvah shal sudos by having three sudos Shabbos day, for example. It's not like you've totally even lost out on the mitzvah shal sudos, as the poskim point out. So, so sounds like it's a machlokas about hachana l'mitzvos. In other words, to what degree do you have to take precautions in advance in order to fulfill a mitzvah? And if we're dealing with a mitzvah chiyuvi, like achilas matzah, so then everybody agrees that you should take these precautions. If we're dealing with something like oneg Shabbos, which is more closer to a mitzvah chiyumi, so then Rabbi Yossi says you should still take precautions. Sorry, Rabbi Yehuda says you should still take precautions. And Rabbi Yossi says that you don't need to. You don't need to. That's what it seems like they debate. There's an interesting debate along similar lines, might not be exactly the same, but along similar lines in the Darkei Moshe about, this is in Simen Resh Mem Tes, Sifkat Dalad, about whether it is permissible to have a Kiddush Shabbos morning. That's usually where it's most relevant. Is there anything wrong with having a Kiddush after Shul? What would the issue be? Well, the issue would be that if I have my Kiddush after davening, so I'm going to be pretty full, especially if it's a Kiddush with a Chalent and a Kugel and the like. So you eat a lot at the Kiddush, and then you're not going to be particularly hungry for lunch. So what's the halacha? Now, let's keep in mind that we do actually paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that there is no Isser Achila on Erev Shabbos, but two caveats. Number one, as we'll see in a moment, is that even though we paskin like Rabbi Yossi that there is no Isser Achila, it is inappropriate, nevertheless, to have a meal. We're going to see that's based off of the Gemara in Gittin. So even though it's mutter, it's inappropriate, A. And B, in this case, it might be worse. Why? Because remember, especially if we learn like Rabbi Nu David, the only reason why Rabbi Yossi was matir is because the Zman Achila of the Suda Shabbos had not yet come. After all, we're talking about Friday afternoon. But over here, the Kiddush after Shul, basically it is already the Zman Achila. It's already time to have your Suda Shabbos, but you're not having your Suda Shabbos because Suda Shabbos has to be with Pas. Instead, you're having Chalent and Kugel. So the question is that appropriate or inappropriate? So the Darkei Moshe quotes a machlokas. He first cites that according to the Re'im, it is Aser. Now, what's interesting is, first of all, as far as I could find, the Re'im doesn't actually say this. I looked up the Re'im inside. It's the Or Zeruah quoting the Re'im, and the footnote at least says it's Simen Tzadi Beis. The Re'im in Simen Tzadi Beis is the Re'im on Shal Shudos. I didn't see that he said it. Anyhow, but we'll assume that he did say it. So the Yeraim said that it is aser. The Reim writes, since there's a mitzvah of oneg Shabbos to have shalosh sudos, which means you have to have Shabbos meal on Pas, so therefore lachain, and that mitzvah has to be lite avon. Now it's sort of interesting, by the way, because he's not just saying it's an issue of achila gasa, but lite avon. You should eat your Shabbos lunch meal lite avon. Lachain, says the Yireim, quoted by the Or Zeruah, kol ben bris aser lechol grimzel b'Shabbos kodem asuda mishum de lo achil ikar seudas Shabbos lite avon. Because if you do that, so then you won't eat the Suda Shabbos lite avon. Ah, Gabe, it's good you came back. Now it looks like there's more people. So you can't eat the Suda Shabbos lite avon. So the ha'oseyu lo nitam lehishavon. So the Reim says you can't eat grimzel, something like ragalach, on at kiddush before the meal. So now the Or Zeruah comments on that. Who's al azil etaymei? Disfir alei da'aser lahaschil achar mincha b'erev Shabbos. Sounds like the Or Zeruah understood that the Reim held that we actually paskin like Reb Yehuda, that it's aser on erev Shabbos, and likewise it's aser on Shabbos. De kamelan aval adidon de kamelan de mutter la'achal achar mincha. We paskin like Reb Yosi that there's a heter to eat a meal erev Shabbos. Shmamina, dein tzarach lechol suda Shabbos l'te'avon. You don't need to eat suda Shabbos te'avon. In other words, in achanami, Reb Yehuda held you need to eat suda Shabbos te'avon, and therefore it's aser to have a meal Shabbos afternoon late, and likewise it's aser to have a kiddush on grimzel. He understood, it seems like, that what was in Nekudas HaMachlokas between Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi, the Machlokas is there a mitzvah to eat suda Shabbos l'te'avon? According to Rebbe Yehuda, yes. According to Rebbe Yossi, no. And so we pass him like Rebbe Yossi, says the Or Zeruah, l'chein mutter l'achol elo grimzel mibaod yom. So memela, it's mutter to have kiddush on grimzel. And he writes from a tshuva that, and this is cited in the Pardes, that Rav Klonimus used to actually go ahead and they would, and this is, by the way, my grandfather's minhag. The Magen Avraham doesn't like this minhag. But my grandfather used to do this. They would have, he would make kiddush Shabbos morning, and then he would make a, bring out raglach, make a kiddush on raglach before the meal, before he washed. Now, there are a number of other ancillary issues over here, which is this a bracha shein etzricha? And the Magen Avraham says, Rabbeinu Klonimus held that it was okay because you're allowed to be marbe bebrachos shelo letzorech in order to mekayim mei brachos. So there are other ancillary issues here. The Magen Avraham paskins that you're not allowed to be do ribui brachos shelo tzarach. He talks about this elsewhere also in terms of making brachos on dessert after Birkas HaMazon, which was the minhag of the Shla. We won't go there now. What we need to focus on is what's relevant to our sugya. According to the Reim, you're not allowed to have a kiddush because then you won't eat suda Shabbos l'te'avon. And according to the Or Zeruah, you can. Now, there's a couple of interesting things here. First of all, again, I can't say what the Reim actually says because it's not an Aryeh Reim. But you might have said that the position of the Reim would make sense, not because he paskins like Rebbe Yehuda, because it would be very strange to say we paskin like Rebbe Yehuda, since the Gemara more or less explicitly says we paskin like Rebbe Yossi. Rather, the svar of the Reim is that this is more chamor because the Zman Seuda has already arrived. In other words, the really, even if you hold like Rebbe Yossi, that only permits having a meal before the Zman Seuda, like late Friday afternoon. But once the Zman Seuda came, then even Rebbe Yossi would agree that it's aser. And then the position of the Reim would make sense, even Ladidan, to kind of like Rebbe Yossi. So that's the first Ha'ara. And that might, in fact, be the way we paskin. So the Ramah accepts the view of the Orza Ruah's Meiko. The Ramah therefore says it's mutter to have a kiddush on some raglach before your suda. That's obviously the minhag ha'olam. But the Magen Avraham thought the position of the Urayim made more sense, and he held that you should not make kiddush, you should not have a kiddush Shabbos morning if that's going to make you full for your suda. You're not going to eat your suda Shabbos l'teyavon. So how do we paskin? So the Bir Halacha concludes that Anshe Maisa are makbid, like the Magen Avraham, like the Urayim, but Medinat Mutter. Nevertheless, he concludes, Nachon lahader shelo lemale kriso mishari achilos kodim sudas apas. So even though we paskin that it's mutter mekardin, but it's inappropriate to stuff yourself. Okay, if you're going to have a kiddush after davening, you're going to have a couple raglach, you have some herring, chveis, so that's okay. Why? You'll still be able to eat your sudas pas l'teavon. But to mamish, fill yourself up, you have chalent and kugel and the like, and now you get home and you're not in the mood to eat. So that is inappropriate. Okay, maybe if somebody is a teenager, so they could fill themselves up at the suda after shul, and then they'll still be hungry again for kiddush an hour later. I mean, for the suda an hour later, and maybe for them it would be okay. But for regular people, so it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. There are other issues. Sometimes people eat so much at kiddush after shul, especially if you learn like the Magen Avraham. They would have to bench because kviya sud on pasabal b'kisin. But I guess we'll Bezrus Hashem talk about that issue later on in the year. The Mamar Mordechai over here is very into the shita of the Reim, and he quotes the Shulchan Aruch Harav that says lo yochal es hamachalim. It's osiyot in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Adam lo yochal es hamachalim ha'ela. And then he writes, so mikar adin, it's mutter, because we min adin, there's a mitzvah to eat suda Shabbos, obviously it can't be achila gasa, but you're not chayav to eat it l'teavon. But it's not appropriate to do so. It's only b'diavad. It's a limud zchus. And that's more or less what we saw in the Bir Halacha as well. He's a little more lenient. But preferably, a person should, again, the way the Bir Halacha even quotes it, he also quotes the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's begeder yishuv ha-minag. So we could be miyashev, the minag of eating at kiddushes, but the ideal thing is don't eat so much at kiddush, so you don't have room for your Suda Shabbos. And again, as we see from here, perhaps there are two ways then to understand the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbeinu David, the question is the degree to which a person has to make hachanos kodem dizman to eat the Suda Shabbos l'teavo. And according to other Rishonim, the debate is the degree to which Suda Shabbos has to be l'teyavon. According to Rabbi Yossi, Suda Shabbos doesn't have to be l'teyavon. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it does have to be l'teyavon. Fine. Now, as we said before, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi that it's mutter to have a Suda on Erev Shabbos, even Samach L'mincha, even, let's say, an hour before sunset. That's the din. However, the problem is that the Rishonim all raise. There's a Gemara in Gittin that doesn't sound that way. The Gemara in Gittin, Lamed Ches Mabei, says, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shtei Mishpachos Hayu B'Yerushalayim, Achas Kava Sudasa B'Shabza, Achas Kava Sudasa B'Erev Shabbos. So what's relevant for us is that one of these two families living in Yerushalayim were kovei suda on Erev Shabbos, and they were uprooted. So what does that mean, and what's wrong with it? So Rashi in Gittin says, Belele Shabbos. The first interpretation is irrelevant to our sugya. It means actually Friday night after Shabbos. What's so bad about that? Vein kan kavod Shabbos, t'kam elan kavod yom kodem l'kavod laila. V'hem hayu miskavnim b'shvil bitul beis hamedrish. What was so bad was that they were, you know, they had this big elaborate feast Friday night at the time of the shir. Okay, it's a bad time to have a shir, I guess, but that was the problem. So if you follow Rashi's first interpretation, there's no relevance to us, to our current question. Though the Rishonim all more or less reject this first interpretation in Rashi. And the reason is because it's a very dochak reading, because Erev Shabbos doesn't usually mean Friday night. Now, if you remember, we actually had this come up in Parakira, and it might even be Rashi Lishitaso. So Rashi's second interpretation, though, is relevant for us. V'ekud mefarshi, v'erev Shabbos mamish. V'chein b'chol yom erov osher. It's not Dafka of Shabbos. Every day, these were a wealthy family, and they had fancy meals. Aval beha mia ikka yisura, shikandas l'shabbos k'shu sava b'lo taiva. But here there's an isser. What's the isser? The isser is to enter Shabbos full without an appetite. So what emerges then from Rashi's second interpretation is presumably that even Lididan, that we paskin like Reb Yossi, that there is no Isser Kviya Suda on Erev Shabbos min HaMincha L'mala or Samach L'mincha. Nevertheless, there is an Isser because you can't go into Shabbos full. So how do we resolve that? So Rashi doesn't answer that question, but the Rishonim all ask and address this. The first that we'll cite is the Ramban. Ramban says, doesn't this contradict the sugya in Arvei Psachim? And the Ramban gives two answers. V'yesh lomar, hani mili pamachas mipnei atzorech, aval yolam lo, mishum dekevan dekol yoma v'yoma aved hachi, mechzi keman demizalzel b'yikra deshabsa. Answer number one is that when we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, it's mutter to have a meal Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, that's occasionally. But if it's every week, that is inappropriate. That's wrong. And this family had a meal every week, every single day, but including Erev Shabbos. And Memela, then they weren't hungry for their Sudas Lel Shabbos, and that's Aser. V'od Afshar, Shalohayu Ochlen Mishatech Shach, V'lom Esadin Shulchanam. Oh, the problem was they didn't have a meal Friday night. They didn't prepare their table, set their table at Erev Shabbos. Alpha Bishin and Sachlik Zais. When you told him, Hayu Sham Midi, Mishum Kiddush, Delo Mashma Delevatlu Kiddush Hayom Lagamre, Al Kvod Laila Hayu Mevatlu. In other words, they had a very minimal meal Friday night, but not a very nice meal. It's actually unclear how much they ate. Did they even eat bread or not even eat bread? He says, Toyimim Hayu Midi. This gets into the question which we'll discuss next time about Kiddush Bacham Suda. Does this Ramban hold like the Gonim or not? One way or the other, the point is that because they would have this meal, they would have a very Shvacha Suda Friday night, and that's why it's Aser. So according to this view, it's mutter to eat a Suda, like Reb Yossi says, Samach L'mincha, but it's wrong if that's going to cause you to basically have a very small or minimal meal on Friday night. The Rashba quotes an additional answer from Rabbeinu Hananel, and he says that the problem was that they had this feast Friday, and then they were mevatel from preparing for Shabbos. Nimnoim l'saseik b'tzarchei Shabbos. According to this answer, as long as your meal on Friday doesn't prevent you from being misasek b'Shabbos, then it would be okay. So far, all the answers we've seen are pretty are not particularly restrictive. In other words, assuming that you're still going to have a normal Friday night meal, you're still going to have your challah and your chicken soup and chicken and bench or whatever it is, then it should be okay. Again, assuming that you're also having enough time to do hachanos for Suda Shabbos. Fine. The Ritva quotes Rach a little differently, and I think actually that's going to be the view of the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? And this Rambam is important because probably we paskin this way. The Rambam is Perek Lamed, Halacha Dalet, and Halacha Shabbos. Aser lekvawa seuda umishta be'erev Shabbos mipnei kavod ha-Shabbos. So it's aser to have a suda umishta on Erev Shabbos because of kavod ha-Shabbos. Now note how the Rambam implies all of Erev Shabbos. Sounds like the Yisr is even in the morning, because he just says Erev Shabbos. So you can't have a Suda Umishda B'Erev Shabbos. Umotar lechol v'lishdos ad shetachshach. But you're allowed to eat and drink till nightfall, because we pass in like Rebbe Yossi. V'afal pikein mekavod ha-Shabbos sheyimna adam min ha-mincho l'mala. It's part of Kavod Shabbos. Probably the Rambam, as the Gra points out, it holds that Kavod Shabbos relates to preparations done on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. So because of Kavod HaShabbos, a person should not have a Suda. Shimna Adam min HaMincha Ulamala Melikvoa Seuda. So min HaMincha Ulamala, presumably that means Samach LeMincha Ktana. Rambam Samach is a little different, as you see in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, but min HaMincha Ulamala. So either mincha means actually mincha ktana, or maybe samach lemincha. That's the way most of the mefarshim understand the Rambam. Kedei shikanas l'Shabbos k'shu misave lechol, so that you enter Shabbos when you are misave lechol. That is what the Rambam Perek Lamed Halacha Dalet writes. So the Rambam seems to say there are a number of ways to read this Rambam. But the Rambam, the simplest reading, I think, is that there's an Isser to have Suda Umishta all of Erev Shabbos, which means more of a feast. That's true even in the morning. And that's an Isser, actually. Aser Lekvoa. And that's derived from the Gemara in Gittin. And Min HaMincha Lamala, it's not Aser. But Kavod Shabbos says you shouldn't be Koveya Seuda. And that's not Seuda Umishta, it's just a simple Seuda. So if our question is, there's two restrictions, basically, according to the Rambam. One is to have a large feast, and that's all of Friday, Seuda Umishta. And the second is Kviya Seuda, and because of Kavod Shabbos, you shouldn't do that. Kadeshi Kanes L'Shabbos K'tumisav Alechol. Now, even though we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but nevertheless, Kavod Shabbos says it's inappropriate. Now, is this also from the Gemara in Gittin? It might be. It might also be based off of Yushalmi, that the Enose Kalim quote. But essentially what he's doing is he's limiting the Gemara in Psachim substantially, meaning to say, even though the Gemara in Psachim sounds like if you paskin like Rabbi Yossi, there are no restrictions on Erev Shabbos. No, there still are restrictions on Erev Shabbos. Sudo mishta the whole yom, and it's inappropriate because of Kavod Shabbos to have a regular suda min HaMincha ulamala. This might be, by the way the Ritva understood the Rach over there in Gittin. There are different ways to understand the Rambam. There's an interesting Sefer Kobetz, which is in the Likutim, in the back of the Frankel Rambam. But I think the Pashtus is what I said. So the Tor also has an interesting understanding of the Rambam. Be that as it may, so how do we paskin halach lamaisa? So if we look at Simen Reish Mem Tes, Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, based off of the Rambam, that if you have a large meal, so it's aser the whole day, the Ramah limits that. The Ramah says that if it's a Suda Shizmana Be'erev Shabbos, like a Bris Mila, then it's Mutter. but he restricts a sudas erisin. The Magen Avraham, Sifkatan Gimel, says maybe a sudas erisin should also be mutter, because there's a Gemara in Moed Katan that says you could have nisuin on Erev Haragel. So maybe we'll be matir even sudas erisin and nisuin. But certainly a regular meal, certainly a feast, you know, a fancy feast or banquet is aser on all of Erev Shabbos unless it's a special mitzvah for that day. And even then, you should do it earlier on in the day. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. And in terms of meals, so again, ideally you should not have a meal on Erev Shabbos mina mincha l'mala. That's what I'll read you, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The lecha of lishtos belik via suda, afilu suda sheragil ba b'chol, kol hayom mutter lahaskel min adin, aval mitzvah lihimana milikvah suda shenahug ba b'chol, mitesheos l'mala. So regular weekday meal, you should not have from tesheos l'mala. Why? Because we covet a Shabbos to make sure that you're going to eat Suda Shabbos L'Teyavon. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Zayin adds that even though that's okay technically before the ninth hour, meaning to say before three o'clock on an equinox, but during the winter when the days are very short, it's a mitzvah even before the ninth hour. If you feel like you will not be hungry for the Friday night suda. In other words, halacha lemaisa, what's the din? The din basically is that a person should make sure that they're going to be hungry at the Friday night meal. That's part of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. And therefore, everybody should know themselves. And if you know that eating X, whatever X is, will prevent you from eating your Friday night suda with a te'avon, then you shouldn't eat it. And if it won't, if it's just a snack, but you'll still eat your Friday night suda with te'avon, then it is mutter. The Bir Halacha points out, therefore, even after the ninth hour, to have a snack so that you won't be hungry, that is going to be mutter. So one of the times that this question comes up is what to do when Erev Yontif falls out on Shabbos. And then the question is, Shalosh Seudos. So Mikar Adin, the halacha is, it should be mutter to have Shalosh Seudos even after the ninth hour. Why? Because like we said, we paskin like Reb Yossi. However, we also paskin that it's inappropriate to have a meal after the ninth hour, even if it's a regular meal. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Tuf Kuf Chaf Tes, Sif Aleph, Mihu, Im Erev Yanta Shabbos, Yoch L'Kayim Suda Shlishis V'Yochal Me'at Pas L'Kavod Yantif. So if you should... You could be mekayim suda shlishis, but just eat a little bit. However, ideally, you should try to eat that before tesh shows. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes over there. Sifkatan ches. Ratzalomar afilu im shachacho aver velokiim suda shlishis kodim zman minchaktana. Ideally, you should eat shalosh shudas before zman minchaktana, but if you didn't, whether intentionally or unintentionally, yachalakai macharkach, you could still fulfill shal shudas, you could still wash. Ach, az mitzvah lachatchila lizayir, shiocho rak me'at pas, kadei shiochal belayla l'teavon. Just have a little bit, just have one kezais of bread or one beitz of bread, not very much. And that way, you'll still be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg Yantif, or Simchas Yantif L'Te'avon, that night. And in terms of the question of Shabbos day, so we already discussed that issue, the machlokas between the Orzeruah and the Yireya. Okay, let's talk about one more topic today. The next Gemara on Daf, the bottom of Kuf Amud Aleph, talks about the idea of Prisas Mapa. What happens if you started earlier? There are three opinions in about this question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you started the meal on Erev Shabbos and now Shabbos started, you need to bench, and then you would have your Suda L'Kavod Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yossi, you could finish your Suda Shabbos and then make Kiddush at the end of the meal. And according to Shmuel, and Tosus argues is also the view of the Chachamim, Paris Mapu Mekadesh, in the middle of your meal. This issue rarely comes up. The only time it really comes up is on in Eretz Yisrael, when sometimes Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos. But what I think is most relevant to us, which comes up over here, is why is it that we, generally speaking, cover the challah on Friday night, or actually throughout Shabbos? And that's this sugya is where that's discussed, that concept of Prisas Mapa. So why do we cover the challah? So the Rashbam and Tosfos both quote from the Shiltos that he writes like this: the kruve taka mekame de likdish lekidusha de shabsa lo mekarvinan. My taima, ki hechi de tesi suuda leyikra de shabsa. So you shouldn't bring the table, in those days when they had small tables, you shouldn't bring the table till after Kiddush, so that you bring the table lekavod Shabbos, you bring the food leyikra de shabsa. Well, what about in our tables? We have big tables, we can't really move them around. So he writes, mitam zeh nagu lifros mapa lelechem ad la'achar kiddush b'shabbos yom tovim. So we simply cover the bread, and then after kiddush, you know, voila, you take off the cover. This isn't exactly the idea, but you show it's lekavod Shabbos. It reminds me of, you know, I don't know if they actually do this in fancy restaurants. I think I was once at a wedding and they did this. But they certainly do it in the cartoons, that they go ahead and they bring the meal, like covered in a covering, and then voila, and they take it open, and oh, you show that this is lekavod Shabbos. So when you cover the challah, and then you, after Kiddush, you take off the challah cover, you show this challah is being brought, this meal is being brought lekavod Shabbos. That's the view of the Shiltos cited by Rashbam and Tosfos.
There's one sort of Pesach hotel where they did that.
Oh, there you go. So the Shiltos, Givaldic. Tosfos then has a second possibility at the end. This is Tosos Kuf on the base, Dir Maschel She'en. At the end of Tosos, he says a second reason. V'yesh mefar zecher l'man, shelo hayu yored b'shabasos, v'yamim tovim, v'yatal melamala ulamata, v'haman bein tayim. So reason why you cover it is to remember the man. And therefore Tosos says, actually, you should cover it both on top and on bottom. Now, there's not just enough to cover it on top, if it's Zecher L'man. If you hold like the reason of the Shilto, so then you only need to cover it on top. If you hold of the reason of Zecher L'man, so then you have to cover it on top and on bottom. Now, it's sort of interesting because, and that point is made even more clear by the Orchos Chaim, and the Torah cites this as well, that according to this reason, you have to cover it on top and on bottom. The Abu Draham in the Seder Hilchos Tfilah Shabbos doesn't like this reason, because he says, well, Zecher L'man, then why don't we do it all the time? Why don't we remember the man during the week? So presumably the answer is that according to this view, which is cited by a number of Rishonim, on Shabbos we already are remembering the man when we have Lech Mishnah, which is to remember the Lech Mishnah of the man. So Dafkan Shabbos especially, there's an inyan to remember the man, and therefore you should cover it on top and on bottom. So that is the second reason. And the third reason is, now by the way, a number of Mefarshim, including the Mordechai, write that if you hold to the Shiltos' reason, it's only relevant Friday night, not Shabbos day. Why? Because since Shabbos day, it's already Kfarnes Kadesh Hayom, Bevadai Ochel Suda Shabbos, Memela in Sarach Yikra de Shabsa. What does that mean? That Friday night, in theory, it's not as obvious that this is a Friday, a Shabbos Suda, but Shabbos day, it's obvious it's a Shabbos Suda, and therefore you wouldn't need to cover it according to that reason of the Shiltos. On the other hand, if you hold like the reason of the Shiltos, so then it would apply for all food, not just the challah. Whereas if you hold of the other reasons, if you hold of the man, maybe it's dafka, the lechem mishnah, which is reminiscent of the man. There's a story in Pnine HaRav on page Samach Tes, in which the Rav apparently rarely stayed in Wayu for Shabbos, but once he did, and the waiters brought all the, I guess, a lot of dishes, a lot of food, plates full of food before Kiddush. And the Rav was very upset about this because he said, according to the Shiltos, you have to bring it L'Kavod Shabbos, you have to bring it after Shabbos. So he asked the waiters to take everything away and then bring them back afterwards. And then he told them, you know, now you see that you shouldn't have invited me for Shabbos because I told you I wasn't going to like it. I was going to be upset about different things. And you see, I was right. Then it says afterwards, he regretted having been matriach the waiters to do all this extra work. But anyhow, so that's because the Rav held that according to the Shiltos, all the food has to be brought L'Kavod Shabbos. I guess you could have also covered it and then uncovered it after Kiddush, but I don't know, maybe they didn't have enough covers or would have ruined the food or the like. Anyhow, there's a third reason brought for the reason why we cover the bread. It's probably the most famous reason. It's also quoted in the Mordechai over here. It's also cited in the Yerushalmi, and that is Shelo Levayesh Es HaPas, because we're going out of order in terms of the brachos, and we want to, really we should make the Hamotzi first before we make the Bari Priya Gafen, and instead we're going to be making the Bari Priya Gafen first, so Shelo Levayesh Es HaPas, you should cover the bread first. So here we have three basic reasons. Again, the Shiltos, Yikra D'Shabsa, the Yesh Mefarshim and Tosos, Eich Leman, and Yerushalmi / Mordechai, Shelo Levayesh. All three Shitos are cited by the Torah in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, and the post can write a number of nafkaminas. We've already alluded to them. Let's review some of them and consider some others. We'll consider six basic nafkaminas. So number one is that the reason for the Shiltos, is, as we saw, is only Shayach Friday night. So according to the Shiltos, Shabbos lunch, and certainly Shal Shudas, you wouldn't need to cover the challah. According to Tosfos' reasoning, it would only apply when you make Kiddush. It would be relevant Friday night and Shabbos lunch, but it would not be relevant Shal Shudas. According to the reason of the Mordechai, of Zecher Laman, the Yerushalmi, then L'Chorot should apply all Shalosh Shudos. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that the minhag is not to cover at Shalosh Shudos, and we saw Rav Avadia was medayik that way from the Shulchan Aruch as well. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. He only mentions it in the context of Kiddush. Though others, like the Buchacher and the Kaf HaChaim and the like, all say, no, if you hold like this reason of Mun, and one should be choshish for that, then you should cover at Shalosh Shudos as well. So that's nafkamina number one. Which of the three meals do you have to cover it? Just the first, also the second, or all three? Another nafkamina, like we alluded to before, number two, would be what about other foods? According to the Shiltos, at least the way the Rav understood it, all foods should be covered or brought to the table after Kiddush. According to Mordechai, there would be no kpeda, except for maybe mizonos, but if you had coleslaw and pickles on the table before Kiddush, that would certainly not be an issue. According to Tosfos, it's not so clear, though one might have imagined that there's only an inyan of remembering the mun for dafka, the lechem mishnah, which is Dafka Zeicher Laman, like we noted in terms of the question of the Abu Draham. A nafka mina number three is you have to cover it on bottom or only on top. According to the reasoning of the Shiltos, only on top. According to the reason of the Yerushalmi, only on top. But according to Tosis's reason, Zeicher Laman, so it's clear that remember the man, you need tal, you need a kisri lamalo lamata, because the tal was lamalo lamata, and that was stated explicitly by the Or HaChaim. Now, very few people actually cover their chala on the bottom. I know two people who put a cloth chala cover under their chalas as well, but that's certainly not the normal minhag. However, a number of poskim say, no, the tablecloth would be a fulfillment of the covering on bottom, that the challah board is not a hefsek for that. That point is made by Rav Nissim Karelitz, among others. So therefore, we do cover on top and on bottom Zeicher Laman, and presumably they assume you need a cloth, but the tablecloth could count. You could also argue that the challah board counts. So if you're at a meal, though, Lemaisa, if you follow what I said before, which is that the tablecloth counts, so if you happen to be at a table that has no tablecloth, so then you should put a napkin or something underneath your challah. But assuming that there is a tablecloth, then it would be okay. A nafka mina number four would be, what if you bring the challah to the table after Kiddush? Do you need to cover it? According to the Shiltos, you certainly don't. If anything, that's a better way to do it. And likewise, according to Mordechai and the Yerushalmi, it's not going out of order. According to Tosfos, you could argue that it's still preferable, though the Gemara and Pesachim really doesn't sound this way, but according to Tosfos, you could argue that you should still cover it. And along similar lines, there's a discussion, when is it sufficient to take off the covering? When can you take off the challah cover? The Magen Avraham writes that according to Yerushalmi, you would be able to uncover your challahs right after Kiddush. Even after you said the Bari Pri Hagafen, it would be enough. According to the Shiltos, you should wait till after Kiddush to uncover it. According to Chayadam, the Mishnah Berurah cites this, if it's Zeicher Laman, you should keep it covered through Hamotzi. The Chayadam didn't says you should keep it covered through Hamotzi. I assume that's the reason. The reason is because if it's Zeicher Laman, so maybe it's best to have it covered when you're actually remembering the man, which is when you're making the Birkas Hamotzi. So therefore, now if you are keeping it covered for Hamotzi, which again the Mishnah Berurah recommends, citing the Chayadam, you have to make sure you still hold the challahs underneath the challah cover and pick them up because of Dine Brachos, but you would still keep it covered. So that's nafka mina number five. And I guess nafka mina number six, the Mishnah Berurah writes, is what's the din if you're Mekadesh al Hapas? So if you hold, like the reason of the Yerushalmi, so then there'd be no need to cover the challahs if you're being Mekadesh al Hapas. Whereas if you hold, like the other two reasons, well, unclear for the Shiltos, but certainly if you hold of Zeicher Laman, then you would want to keep it covered even if you're being Mekadesh al Hapas. So how do we pass on the Maisa? So this Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Tes cites the Or HaChaim that you should cover it on top or bottom, Zeicher Laman. The Magen Avraham says you should also be Choshesh for the reason of the Shiltos and also the reason of the Yerushalmi. So basically, we try to be choshesh, seems like, for all three reasons. All three reasons. As we said before, the minhag olam isn't to cover it shal shudis, but it's nice to cover it shal shudis as well, and thereby be mekayim all three opinions. I saw an interesting debate among the poskim, whether if one person's making kiddush, if everybody else has their own challah rolls, they have to cover it, like in the cafeteria. With Moshe says, yes, everybody should cover it. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says it's not necessary because there's no inyan of boshes, only by the Mekadesh. So it's an interesting shaila. I don't know if he's not worried about the other shitos or you're mekayim the other shitos by that. But I would think it's better to better for everyone to cover it that way. Okay. So maybe we'll stop here. The next sugya we'll be discussing is Kiddush B'Makom Seuda, which is starting from the Gemara on the bottom of Kuf on the base, going on to Kuf Aleph on the Aleph. And we will also discuss at that time the inyan of Kiddush in the base HaKnesses. We'll discuss the issue of Sfia. In other words, giving kids the Kiddush wine, is that appropriate? Why is it appropriate? We will, Be'ezras Hashem, discuss at least briefly the issue of Achila Be'Beis HaKnesses, which Tosfos discusses over here, because the Gemara implies that the Orchim used to eat in the Shul. Is that permissible or not? So we'll discuss that as well. And then we'll talk about the general halachos of Kiddush Makom Seuda, namely what and how much do you need to eat, and what about Makom L'Makom and other issues of Shinoi Bracha. Okay, so we'll stop here.
Hey, Abby.
Yeah.
I'm related to Shear, but someone asked me then.